This panel consists of two short statements on freedom of expression and human rights. With me, I have Miriam Marzouki, who's the co-convener of the World Summit on the Information Society Human Rights Caucus. I will start with the statement on freedom of expression. And just by way of brief explanation, shortly after the first preparatory committee of the World Summit on the Information Society, a number of freedom of expression organizations decided to work together by establishing a monitoring group to monitor freedom of expression in the run-up to, during, and after the World Summit on the Information Society. This coalition consists of freedom of expression organizations who are all members of the International Freedom of Expression Exchange, a global network of 64 organizations. The members of the Tunisia Monitoring Group include Article 19, International Federation of Journalists, International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions, International Publishers Association, Index on Censorship, PEN Norway, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, Canadian Journalists for Free Expression, World Press Freedom Committee, Egyptian Organization for Human Rights, International PEN Writers in Prison Committee, Journalistes en Danger, Media Institute of Southern Africa, and the World Association of Newspapers. I'd like to provide a short statement. At the conclusion of the second phase of the World Summit on the Information Society, we, media and freedom of expression groups, call today for a full investigation by the United Nations Secretary General into attacks on human rights and freedom of expression that have taken place in Tunisia on the eve of and during the World Summit on the Information Society. We wish to state in clear and unequivocal terms, never again should a United Nations World Summit be held in a country that does not respect its international commitments to human rights and freedom of expression. This week in Tunis, both inside and outside the official summit, we have witnessed serious attacks on the right to freedom of expression, including harassment of delegates, attacks on Tunisian and international journalists and human rights defenders, denial of entry into the country, the blocking of websites, the censorship of documents and speeches, and the prevention and disruption of meetings. In the face of these attacks, it is with relief that we acknowledge the reaffirmation of human rights principles and the right to freedom of expression that is contained in the Tunis commitment of the World Summit on the Information Society. On 30th of September 2005, 37 governments called on Tunisia to make the WSIS a summit in Tunisia, not a summit on Tunisia. This week's events have put the spotlight not only on Tunisia, but also on the central importance of human rights and freedom of expression in the information society throughout the world. We call on all stakeholders to ensure that human rights and freedom of expression are mainstreamed into all follow-up mechanisms, including the Internet Governance Forum, and we commit ourselves to working towards that objective. This week has also reminded us of the importance of being constantly vigilant and of the courage of those who speak out in the face of repression and censorship. In this respect, we welcome the decision of the Tunisian human rights defenders who agreed today to end their hunger strike. We commit ourselves to working with them and other brave defenders of human rights to continue to monitor freedom of expression in Tunisia. Thank you.